taking their place in a long true line of everyday Americans.
Helping to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. This is the Constitution Study on the America Out Loud Network with your host, Paul Engel.
Pay the bills, stay out of jail, love the neighbors and have a few good friends. Every day you were every day American.
Hello and welcome, everyday Americans. You've joined the Constitution Study, where we read and study the Constitution, and we teach the rising generation to be free. This is just, it's a strange time. I'm sure all of previous Americans believe they were living in strange times, but I'm reminded recently of a quote from Thomas Jefferson. He asked the question, who will govern the governors? He said, there is only one force in the nation that can be depended upon to keep the government pure and the governors honest, and that is the people themselves. They alone, if well informed, are capable of preventing the corruption of power and of restoring the nation to its rightful course if it should go astray. They alone are the safest depository of the ultimate powers of government. Well, if you pay any attention to the news, if you have any idea of what's been going on, you'll know our governments have gone astray. I don't just mean in Washington, D.C. I mean at all levels, city, state, federal, our governments have gone astray. And it is because we, the people, have let them. And as Jefferson said, we, the people, are the only ones who can govern the governors. But we must be well informed if we are to be capable of preventing the corruption that prevails in government today. Now, I have several articles I want to look at today that show the examples of out-of-control government. And as we go through these, I want you to be thinking, what is the proper resolution? And if we listen to Jefferson, the proper resolution is we the people gaining control again over our government. For example, this past weekend, Representative Maxine Waters went to Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, apparently with the mission of inciting a riot. Now, I don't know if that was her conscious purpose, but that certainly appears to be what she has done. While being interviewed and talking to several of the protesters there, she said that we are looking for a guilty verdict. Okay, I'm perfectly fine with Ms. Waters wanting a guilty verdict. Of course, the fact that she wants it really should have no impact on what happens in the trial, because that's supposed to be a trial of justice. We're not looking to simply fulfill the wishes of Ms. Waters or even the mob that's gathered outside. We should be looking for justice. She went on and said, if we don't, meaning she don't get the verdict they want, we cannot go away. We have got to get more confrontational. Now, this is a city that has already dealt with riots. They've dealt with people out of control. They've dealt with property damage, public property damage, injuries. And she wants more confrontation? Now, I seem to remember Ms. Waters being all bent out of shape and ready to impeach President Trump for telling people on January 6th to peaceably, mind you, fight for their rights, to go down to the Capitol, peaceably assemble, and demand that truth and justice prevail. Now, whether you agree with what Mr. Trump thought would be truth and justice, he did say peaceably assemble, and for that, he was impeached. And here we have a sitting member of Congress not simply saying, listen, we can't let this go. We must react. We must peaceably stand up against this tyranny. No, she says we must get more confrontational. Now, there's several things going on here. So first of all, Ms. Waters has acted in such a way, I believe there's evidence of criminal conduct. I believe not only is she inciting to riot, she is intimidating or attempting to intimidate the jury. Now remember, Officer Chauvin is on trial because he is charged with murder of George Floyd. He is on trial, and his future will be decided by a jury of citizens from Minneapolis, or at least from that area. His future is in the hands of the citizens, and here we have Maxine Waters demanding, or at least threatening, that if she doesn't get the outcome she wants, there will be more riots. So the first question I have is, why hasn't this woman been brought up on ethics charges? Well, actually, she has. Representative McCarthy introduced a resolution to censure Maxine Waters. Personally, I think even if she, not that I'm expecting a democratically led House, especially with Nancy Pelosi as Speaker, to accept any resolution, to put any resolution on the floor that would censure Representative Waters. I would be pleasantly surprised if that happened, but I am not holding my breath because Nancy Pelosi has shown herself to be just as much as a corruptocrat as Maxine Waters. But really, Representative McCarthy, is that the best you can do? You said she broke the law and incited violence. Oh, so we'll give her a censure. Oh, Ms. Waters, you did bad. You are a bad girl. I mean, that's the congressional equivalent of a timeout. What should happen is she should not only be censured, she should be expelled. If a sitting member of Congress is allowed to incite violence, to call for further demonstrations, not peaceable, but again, more confrontation. Really, is that a warrant a slap on the wrist? If she is attempting to, or if her actions are intimidation of a jury, and all she's going to get is a censure? To be blunt, I think the attorney general of the state of Minnesota ought to press charges against her. She is a public figure in public view, someone with not simply a voice, but power. She is representative of a district in Congress and acting in such a way as to intimidate a jury. Why is she not facing criminal charges of jury intimidation? Why not? I know why not. Because she's a long-term Democratic government official. Now, I don't like to play party politics, but let's be blunt. If this was, say, Representative McCarthy or any other Republican that was standing in front of a group that had recently been rioting and said, if we don't get what we want, we should be more confrontational. They would be, not only would they try to expel them from Congress, they rightfully so. But there's a party that gets away with it because we listen to the press who lie to us daily. This is power. This is the exercise of power. This is intimidation. This is mafioso actions. And so far, the best I've seen happen as a punishment, as any sort of restriction is, oh, we'll put a resolution to censure her. You know, I would go so far to say if this resolution isn't allowed on the floor of Congress, there should be a resolution to censure and remove Speaker Pelosi. This is not, so now we not only have jury intimidation, we have incitement to riot, we have jury intimidation, and potentially we have a cover-up. we have, I don't know if I would call it an accomplice, but certainly we have somebody that is in a position of authority in Congress, is the Speaker of the House, that is covering for the what appear to be the criminal acts of the member, one of the members of her party. Like Jefferson said, you want to deal with the corruption, we have to deal with it here and now. And oh, by the way, the district that Ms. Waters represents, are you happy with how she's representing you? That this woman is inciting a riot, riots that have damaged, that have injured Black residents, that have destroyed their property, that have looted their businesses. Are you happy with that? Are you happy with criminal actions as long as you get to, vent? Get the outcome that you want? Would you be just as happy as if Ms. Waters went down to your district and said, we must riot, loot, and steal if we don't get our way? If she was coming after your stuff. And in a beautiful example of the hypocrisy of these quote-unquote leaders, these corruptocrat hypocrites, you can think of some words that I simply will not use. This woman who has called for the defunding of police, that refer to police as criminal, as fascist, as racist, before she would go to Brooklyn Center to incite a riot, she asked for police escort. So she's more than happy to have the police protect her when she goes to incite riot. She doesn't want them there to protect you. Once again, the people of her district in California. How's that sound to you? She's more than happy to take away the police that are there to enforce the laws and protect you. But when she goes somewhere, she wants the police there. She wants to deprive you of your ability to protect yourself. She wants to deprive you of firearms, but she's more than happy to surround herself with firearms when she goes to incite a riot and intimidate a jury in Minnesota. You hired her. The people in that district hired her, and you've done it over and over and over again. So this is not news. This is not a surprise. She is your fault. As evil and corrupt as Ms. Waters is, I don't blame her solely. She is the fault of the people of that district because they're the ones that hired her. Are you going to cover up for her criminal actions as well? You worried about the police. And you know what? If the police do commit a crime, I'm sure there are racists in the police force, and they should be dealt with. They should be dealt with through the legal system, not through the mob system, not through the intimidation system. Mr. Chauvin is getting his day in court. Due process. He's getting his day in court. He's getting to confront his accusers. He's getting a chance to call witnesses. And his future is in the hands of a jury of citizens, not of the state of Minnesota, not of the city of Minneapolis, the people, the citizens. And that's not good enough for Ms. Waters, because if she doesn't get what she wants to bring down terror on the people of Minnesota who have already suffered under these riots. She wants to bring down more because if the people of Minneapolis don't give her the outcome she wants more. She has shown herself to be a race hustler, a fascist, a hypocrite. And she keeps getting hired. She was just hired again by the people of California. There's a reason why Article 1, Section 5, Clause 2 says each house may determine the rules of its proceedings, punish its members for disorderly behavior, and with the concurrence of two-thirds, expel a member. Well, guess what, Congress? Every representative, all the 434 other representatives, it's time to put up or shut up. If this is not disorderly behavior, what is? If incitement, if actual incitement to riot is calling for people, if they don't get their way, to be more confrontational in front of everything that has happened, if attempting to intimidate a jury, whether that was her intention or not, that's jury intimidation. Either you give us the guilty verdict or we're going to riot. If that isn't bad behavior, if that's not disorderly behavior, what is? And just to prove that not only is representative a race-hustling, hypocritical, thoroughly evil excuse for a human being, the verdict she's asking for is a verdict of guilty of first-degree murder, which Mr. Chauvin isn't even charged with. It is impossible for the jury to find him guilty of first-degree murder because he hasn't been charged with it. So either she is stupid, which I don't use that word lightly, that is ignorance combined with hubris, or she's just... She figures she'll get a lot of attention. Her people will vote for her because of her disorderly conduct. Is that the state of America now? That not only is disorderly conduct tolerated in Congress, of Congress people, but the representatives of all the people will now tolerate this type of action? Because if any other citizen were to stand up and make those accusations, they would be at least investigated, if not charged, arrested, and tried. And we, the people, are letting it happen. We are not preventing the corruption of power. So corruption of power is being used to abuse the citizens today of Minneapolis. But they're not alone. See, we are the only ones capable of preventing this corruption and restoring the nation to its rightful course. But we're not doing it. We are letting corruptocrats run roughshod over the citizens. And in too many cases, we are not simply allowing it. We are cheering it on. Now, I personally like what the judge overseeing Mr. Chauvin's trial suggested. I mean, Chauvin's attorney noted that, I mean, he's getting alerts on his phone that you can't avoid this information, that it is so pervasive, he doesn't know how this jury can be said to be free from the taint of a representative, a member of Congress, threatening acts of violence in retaliation to a specific case. And the judge's reaction? I'll give you that. Congressman Waters may have given you something on appeal that may result in the whole trial being overturned. Talk about poetic justice. If Mr. Chauvin is convicted, I hope it's overturned based on jury intimidation. I want Ms. Waters to explain to her representatives, in fact, I want her to explain to the country how her tirades and her outrages have actually overturned a conviction that she was begging for. Now, apparently they've already asked for a mistrial, which the judge did acknowledge that what the rhetoric that Ms. Waters is spewing was obviously an issue. Apparently the judge has not issued a mistrial, which is a travesty of justice for Mr. Chauvin. Again, due process, a process that protects the rights of the individual. The Sixth Amendment says that in all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district where the crime shall have been committed. How is Mr. Chauvin supposed to get an impartial jury listening to this? How many of those jury members live in areas that, if not already devastated by riots, maybe based on the call to action of Ms. Waters? This is not simply a Minnesota issue. This is not simply a civil rights issue. This is a question of justice. This is a question of due process. This is a national disgrace that is being allowed to be perpetuated because A, the corporate infotainment propaganda media refuses to provide information that is not beneficial to the Democratic Party, except for rare occasions. The American people appear universally ignorant on what's going on, and they will not stand up and demand better. Demand better. Those in Congress work for us. They exercise our power in our name. Is this how we want them to act? Has America really devolved into a corruptocracy? Where if you're in the right position or of the right political party, you can get away with breaking any law you want. But if you're the wrong persuasion or the wrong political party, your words be twisted and maligned and used against you. James Garfield said, "We, the people, are responsible for the character of our Congress. If it is ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it's because we tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption." Well, guess what? The people of California are tolerating ignorance, recklessness, and corruption, and the people of this country are tolerating it by not requiring their employees stand up and do something about this disorderly conduct, this disorderly behavior by a sitting member of Congress. She is free to express any opinion she wants up to the point where she infringes on the rights of another. And inciting violence, inciting riot, and attempting to intimidate a jury deprive the rights of others. Pure and simple. And the American people seem to want to sit back and stand for it. But you don't have to. And that's the point. As Jefferson said, we need to be well informed. Most of us have no clue what the Constitution says. That's why I started the Constitution study, to help everyday Americans read and study the Constitution, to recognize when their rights are being violated and be prepared to defend and assert them. But it's not enough for us to protect our own rights. We must protect the rights of the other. If we do not protect the rights of others, there'll be no one left to protect our rights when people come after them. So I encourage you to head over to the website, constitutionstudy.com, that you'll find all the work that I'm working on, all the articles and the videos. You can ask questions. You can get informed. There are books and tools and resources to help you read and study, to become well informed so that we can prevent this corruption of power that we're seeing, seems day in and day out, and not just out of Washington, D.C. The other place you can go, there's another website I have called Constitution Scholars, That's with an S. It's plural. ConstitutionScholars.com. That's where you can find other people that are interested in studying the Constitution, other scholars. You can find them nationally. You can find them state by state. It is a place for you to share information, to learn information, to access resources. There's a library of books and videos and classes you can be part of. And it's all absolutely free. This information is free for you to use. And more importantly, it's free for you to share. You can also find more of my episodes, more of this program, and a bunch of great programs on the America Out Loud Network. Just go to AmericaOutLoud.com, search for, under the menu, just look for our shows or schedules, and you can find not just me, but you can find others that are helping to inform you, to educate you, to make you, one, a better citizen, to help you educate your children, to help you restore this nation and our governments to their rightful place. And I hope you'll stick around, and I will catch you after the break when we'll find out more about the craziness that's going on in governments.
AmericaOutLoud.com. Simply put, we're patriots who believe in Ronald Reagan's vision of a shining city on a hill. From sea to shining sea, you can listen in on iHeartRadio. Our free apps are on Apple, Android, or Alexa, or our world-class media player. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount, or call 844-869-9958.
Hello, this is Lieutenant Randy Sutton, the host of Blue Lives Radio, the voice of American law enforcement. I am a 34-year police veteran. I am also the founder and CEO of an organization that stands behind injured and disabled law enforcement officers. It is called The Wounded Blue. Our website is thewoundedblue.org. We have produced a film. It is an important film. I urge you to watch it. The film details what happens when a police officer or law enforcement officer is shot or stabbed or beaten or disabled, seriously injured in the line of duty. Most people think they are taken care of medically and financially. The reality may be quite different. It is called The Wounded Blue: Service Sacrifice Betrayed. The film is available on Amazon, iTunes, and the Microsoft Store.
Every day, we're everyday Americans.
Welcome back, everyday Americans. You know, we spent the first half of the episode talking about Maxine Waters and what's been going on there, but that's not the only example. That's actually one of the more recent examples, but that's not the only example of governments, government actors, and those using government to intimidate people they disagree with. And if there's one classic example, if you've been following this case, hopefully you have, because what's happened to this poor man is truly, truly tragic. And that man is Jack Phillips. Now, Jack Phillips is a cake baker in Colorado. And if you're not familiar with the case, he's a Christian. So he refuses to make cakes that would violate his religious beliefs. He doesn't make homosexual wedding cakes. He doesn't make violent cakes. He doesn't make Halloween cakes, I believe. In other words, he will only make custom cakes that that don't violate his beliefs. Now, he makes no distinction about people that come in and buy his cakes. Anybody can buy any cake off the shelf. He simply refuses to make custom cakes that would violate his beliefs. The free exercise of his religion. But you see, that's not good enough for certain people. And, you know, the people have warned about this for years and years. And then when it shows up, it seems like people pay little attention to it. See, in 2018, the Supreme Court ruled that the Colorado Civil Rights Commission was antagonistic to Mr. Phillips' religious beliefs. They were not neutral. They were actually discriminatory against his beliefs. Now, what's interesting, and why I bring this case up now, again, it was a 2018 case. See, on the same day that the Supreme Court agreed to take the case, a quote-unquote transgender woman, which I guess is a guy, a male who wants to be a woman, sought out Mr. Phillips to order a cake specifically for this gender transition. She went looking for a fight. She went looking for an excuse. Again, she went looking. She wasn't looking at saying, I want a cake. Let me find somebody that'll give me a cake. She went looking for the guy that has a Supreme Court case saying there are certain cakes I won't make. Now, Mr. Phillips declined to make the cake on the grounds it convicted with his beliefs. But you see, even that wasn't the beginning. As far back as 2012, this person has been antagonizing, they're sending nasty emails, calling him a bigot, calling him a hypocrite for simply following the tenets of his faith. See, there's a reason this people like this have been nicknamed the Rainbow Mafia. These are simple intimidation tactics. You will bow the knee, or we will do whatever we can. We'll call you names. We'll try to destroy your business. We'll try to destroy your life. We'll sue you. We'll do everything we can to ruin you because you don't agree with me. That's ultimately what it comes down to. This has nothing to do with cakes. If memory serves, the case that ended up in the 2018 case, the situation, there were multiple bakers in that city that offered to make a free cake for that homosexual wedding. That wasn't good enough. You must be forced into compliance. This is the cultural revolution of Mao. You will believe what the state tells you to believe. You will believe what these bullies and these tyrants want you to believe. And if they can't get you to surrender simply by calling you names and trying to destroy your business, they're going to get government to do it for them. This was a vindictive act by a transgender activist. Yet what did the Colorado Civil Rights Commission do? They took what they learned from the previous case and they went after Mr. Phillips again. They went after him again. They said, oh, well, the court didn't like the fact that in our deliberations, we were blatantly discriminatory against the Christian faith. So they learned they just won't do it that way. Again, this is the use of power. This is intimidation. Colorado, let me ask you, would you be just as happy if the Civil Rights Commission were to treat what you believe the way they've treated what Mr. Phillips believes. Do you believe in freedom and liberty or not? Because what's happening there, this Autumn Scardina, I believe, is the name of this person, this man who thinks he's a woman. If she doesn't get what she wants, or if he doesn't get it, it's so confusing. They're going to put you out of business. You will kowtow. You will believe what you're told to believe. And the people of Colorado seem fine with that. Seem absolutely fine with seeing a man destroyed, seeing his lifestyle. How many years? If this started in 2012, we're talking 9 years. This man has been dealing with intimidation, with racketeering, simply because he doesn't want to make a cake that violates his faith. He doesn't say they can't live the life they want. He doesn't say they can't enjoy the life that they want. He doesn't say they can't get married or have the cakes. All he says is, I'm not going to make it. That's not good enough. These are fascists. I know we're not supposed to use that word. Well, that's too bad, because that's a nice, concise explanation of what these people are. Merriam-Webster defines a fascist, among other things, as a tendency toward or actual exercise of strong autocratic or dictatorial power. That's what's happening. What's interesting is this time it's not simply coming from government. The fascists aren't simply the people in government saying you must do what government says. The fascists are the people that are saying you must conform to our dictates. And if we have to, we use government to make it happen. This is not liberty. We fought a war against this type of intimidation. We've done it more than once. And now here it is coming to America. And the American people seem to just sit back and maybe they tisk-tisk. But what are they doing about it? Now, I want to look at another article, and this one is a little different. I bet you there's a lot of people that were rah-rahing me for the last few minutes that are going to stop dead in their tracks and think I'm nuts. It seems that Senator Josh Hawley has introduced the Bust Up Big Tech Act, which would hold these massive tech companies, quote, accountable, seeking to and dominate multiple industries simultaneously. Well, Paul, don't we want to get rid of Big Tech? You got kicked off of Facebook for no cognizable reason whatsoever. Don't you want them broken up? You're always talking about how Facebook and YouTube and Twitter are suppressing information and that's bad. Yeah, it is. But let me ask you, do you want to take that power away from a big tech government that you can easily walk away from and hand it to a government you can't? I agree. What big tech is doing is unconscionable. It's unethical. It's immoral. It's not an exercise of freedom. But really, do we want to take that power out of the hands of Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Google and hand it to the U.S. government? Let the government decide what is and isn't acceptable control over industries? What is and isn't acceptable control over speech? We've tried that. Remember the Communications Decency Act and the infamous Section 230? We've tried this before when we didn't, you know, when a young man committed suicide live on Facebook, we said, oh my God, they can't be trusted with this. We need the government to save us. All hail government. Bow down and worship government. And we ended up with the Communications Decency Act and Section 230 and media censorship. Do we learn nothing from our past? That if we give government this type of power, they will wield it? And you may look and say, well, you know, what the Republicans are trying to do is good. Fine. What happens when the Democrats apply it? The Democrats have already tried to destroy industries they don't like. They've been trying for years and years to sue out-of-business gun companies. Not because they did anything illegal, not because they created a defective product, but because of a small percentage of the people use their products for nefarious means. They want that industry destroyed. Well, today it's the Republicans against big tech. What happens when it's the Democrats against the gun companies? What happens when it's the government, when it's the Democrats against freedom of speech and freedom of the press? Remember, Senator Feinstein wanted to limit freedom of the press only to the corporate media, the ones who were licensed and approved by the government. See, I know a lot of people that are cheering for what Senator Hawley has introduced. That, to me, is just another example of fascism. Of the government saying, you will toe our line or we will beat you under. You will follow our political philosophy. You exalt what we want you to exalt or we will bury you. Facebook, Twitter, and Google are private property. They are private businesses with private property. The problem we're having with Facebook, YouTube, and Google, there's really two major sources, two roots to this problem. Problem number one is when the American government protects this industry from a redress of grievances, when it says you're not allowed to sue them for breaching a license or a contract. Because they thought your post might be offensive. That's government interfering with business. So first of all, let's get rid of that. I don't want to get rid of Section 230. I want Section 230 rewritten to say that service providers, platforms cannot be sued for removing content that is illegal. Simple enough. You want to get rid of online incitement of riot? You want to get rid of criminal activity? Fine, be my guest. But that should be the standard. If they remove content for something other than a legal issue, they should be exposed to suit. If they violate their contract, and again, especially companies that are using Facebook and Twitter and Google and YouTube for advertising, where they're paying for their material to be sold, or they are receiving ad revenue. You know, you make a deal with YouTube and say, you know, all right, we will let you run ads in our videos. We get a portion of it. And YouTube suddenly says, nope, we're not going to do that because we don't like what you said. Well, that's a breach of contract. That should be dealt with as a redress of grievance. The grieved party should be able to petition their government for a redress of grievance. And Congress should not have stuck their foot in and said, we're going to protect you. We're going to cover you from this. And by the way, this isn't the only example. They do the same thing with pharmaceuticals. If you have an issue with the virus, with the vaccine, the COVID vaccine, and you try to sue, guess what? Congress has given the pharmaceutical companies immunity from suit. So they convinced them to rush this vaccine. It's still experimental. They bypassed the granted onerous FDA regulations and then said, oops, if people get sick, they can't sue you. Talk about a sweetheart deal. So there's problem number one. Let's stop the government from these corruptocrats from protecting businesses from the consequences of their actions. That's number one. Here's number two. If you think Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter are censoring information, stop watching them. Why do we listen to people who we know are lying to us day in and day out? Facebook is not the equivalent of the public square. It's the equivalent of someone's front yard. Well, if you walked into someone's front yard and they lied to you or they hid information from you, would you keep going there for information? I wouldn't. But now we're sitting, I don't want to have to find somebody other than Facebook. I understand. It's difficult. I had a bunch of followers on Facebook. I had a bunch of content on Facebook. I had every reason to stay on Facebook. And it was gone. And now even if Facebook asked me back, I wouldn't go back because I don't trust them. Now, sure, I post my stuff on YouTube and Twitter so other people can find it. But I don't trust a word they say. I don't get my news from Twitter, from YouTube. I don't even use Google for search. I only under duress do I ever use Google's web browser, Chrome. I refuse to use an Android phone for the same reason. I'm dying for the day when someone releases a Linux-based open source phone. I wish someone would. But we have to take responsibility. If we don't like what these big tech companies are doing, then we need to stop paying attention to them. We need to stop trusting people who are lying to us. So yeah, government has a role, but we the people have a role too. Find somewhere else. They're out there. Take your pick. Parler, a Telegram, Gab, MeWe, Rumble. Pick them. Oh, they don't have as much information. Well, that's because people don't show up. If the information you're getting is no good, why are you listening to it? You know, it reminds me of a story about a father who had some children that wanted to go see an R-rated movie. And the father was like, no. And they said, oh, no, it's a great movie. It's got great action. It's got great special effects. Yeah, there's some bad language, but it's just a little bit of bad language. So the father said, all right, let me think about it. And he wanted to come up with a way of explaining this to his children. So he came back about an hour later and said, here you go. I've made you some brownies. I want you to know it's the best brownies. I use the best chocolate, the best ingredients, the freshest eggs. This is probably the best brownies I've ever made. There's just, I have to let you know, there's just a little bit of dog poop in it. Not much, just a little bit of dog poop in it. For some reason, the kids wouldn't eat the brownies. So here we have Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox, MSNBC, CNN. And they're claiming they've got the best brownies for us. We've got the best news. We've got the best people. We've got the best stuff. But a simple examination shows there's more than a little dog poop in it. They've lied to us. They've hidden information from us. They've massaged the information to get to a political end. They have proven themselves not to be news, but to be propaganda. They are the Pravda of our time. And we know it, and we keep going back to it. Then whose fault is it when your breath stinks and you're sick to your stomach, when you've been eating the garbage they've been giving you? Whose fault is it? Once again, we're back to Jefferson. We're back to this idea that we're supposed to be the rightful masters of our government. We're supposed to be the ones that are in charge. We're supposed to be the self-governed. And those in government are supposed to work for us. But you see, we're not well informed. Way too many of the American people have no clue. They don't know what the Constitution says. They don't know what their rights are. They are impotent and disarmed by their own actions. Sure, government schools aren't teaching that to us, but why do we depend on government schools? The news isn't broadcasting. Why are we depending on the news? Not to sound like the X-Files, but the information's out there. It's not all that hard to find. You don't like my websites? Like I said, constitutionstudy.com, constitutionscholars.com. Fine. Find another one. There are plenty out there. If you wish to be well-informed, listen to different sources. Acts chapter 17, verse 11 says that them, being the Bereans, were more noble, were more fair-minded, because they listened to what was said and went back to Scripture to see if it was so. It's time the American people got their heads out of their phones, listened to what was being said, and then went back to the documents to see if it was so. And until we do that, we will be suffering under the corruption of the power that the people in government have assumed because we let them. We will continue to slide into tyranny and despotism. We will end up a nation like California, New York, Michigan, where those in political office dictate to everyone how to live their lives, whether or not they can wear a mask, whether or not they can go outside, whether or not their business is worth opening or not, whether or not their job is worth opening or not. That's not a free people. But that's what's coming for us. And it's coming either because we refuse to look at it. We see it coming and we refuse to acknowledge it. Or because we think it's a great idea, as long as it's us or a political party that is doing the ordering. I agree with Washington. Washington said the alternate dominion of one faction over another, sharpened by the spirit of revenge, natural to party dissension, which in different ages and countries has perpetuated the most horrid enormities, is itself a frightful despotism. He went on later to say it serves always to distract the public councils and enfeeble the public administration. It agitates the community with ill-founded jealousies and false alarms, kindles the animosity of one part against another, foments occasionally riot and insurrection. America will not be invaded by foreign actors. We are destroying ourselves. This worship of political party is one of the tools that we are using to destroy ourselves. And everyone's looking for someone to point the finger at. Well, the place to point is right in the mirror, because it's got to come right back to you. What have you done to protect yourself? What have you done to protect your family? What have you done to control the corruption of power? What have you done to correct the abuses of constitutional power? What have you done? Now look at your children If you don't have children, imagine you do. And look into their faces. Look into their little eyes. And explain to them why freedom of speech is gone in America. Why freedom of the press is all but gone. Why the press is basically propaganda. Why you have no right to have it to a job or to own a business or to exercise commerce unless the government says it's okay. You have no right to choose how to pay for your health care. You have no right to determine the best way to pay for your education. You have no right to even have a decent education that you'll sit by and watch while those you've hired to act in your name commit crimes without consequence, while the slightest mistake you make gets you punished. Explain that to them. Look them in the eye and explain to them how you are unwilling to do anything about it, why you are unable to control the corruption, the abuse of power, because you're unwilling to do anything. How your ignorance and your apathy have led to the destruction of rights and liberty in this country that you're now handing down to your children and to their children. Look them in the eye and explain to them how you have sold themselves into slavery and indebtedness because you wanted the government to provide for you, but you weren't willing to pay for it. Explain that to them. And imagine how they will react. And for those of them for whom liberty and freedom are still of value and must one day pick up arms and fight to restore liberty and rights to America, explain to them that you had the chance to fight for their rights and their liberty at the ballot box when it cost you almost nothing and you weren't willing to pay for it, so that they must bleed and die for the rights we flushed down the toilet. And if this was something you found invigorating, remember, all of my shows go to podcast about a day or two after the broadcast. So you can hear them on Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, iHeart, all of those places, any place basically you find podcasts. So be sure to subscribe. Please, if you would, give me a rating on Apple Podcasts. It helps other people find this podcast, other people find this information. And I'll talk to you here again the next time on the Constitution Study.